I'm short on time, so most of the news will be pushed to tomorrow's episode, but there's one big issue I want to quickly address. Rioting continues over police brutality and racism, further fueled by economic and emotional stress of the pandemic. Protesting has now spread to a dozen states, and rioters continue to mount property damage, burning buildings and police cars. Meanwhile, police in Minneapolis continue to prove their criminal incompetence with shootings and unprovoked arrests of journalists. Padgett interviewed Yang on a variety of topics, including the police brutality. Yang was on point with the need for accountability, for accurate tracking of these incidents, and what concrete actions we can take to prevent these tragedies. They also talked about the campaign, including how sick Yang was at the end, and even answered part of one of my long-standing questions by saying that he did reach out to Bernie many times and would have endorsed him if he had endorsed UBI, but Bernie seemed uninterested. It was a great interview. I recommend everyone give it a listen. But the main point I want to get to today is Cornel West was on CNN saying that America is proving to be a failed social experiment, that capitalism has failed to provide an economical life for the millions in poverty, and our criminal justice system has failed to provide justice for those persecuted under the law. And frankly, he's correct. Fortunately, we know the fix for the economic problem. Martin Luther King told it to us decades ago. Our form of perverse capitalism is missing a key element, a financial floor to eliminate poverty and wage slavery, allowing everyone to participate gainfully in the economy. And we are closer than ever in the last 50 years to achieving that fix. Cornell also notes that attempts to reform the system from within have failed, and that is due to perverse ideology, yes, but mainly to perverse political incentives. We have allowed our political system to be corrupted by lobbyists and to evolve in such a way that money is the decider, money picks the winners. And thus, our leaders are all beholden to those with the most money and care little for the rest of us. Those are the people that our political system selects for, the ones who can get money, not the ones who are the best at leading. It's tempting to say that it's impossible to fix, and that we should burn the whole thing down and start over. But history tells us that this is a false hope. When democracies fall, and they do, nothing better has ever emerged to replace them. What comes out is anarchy or autocracy, and the people are only worse off. We cannot abandon democracy. But what will save us is action. The only way to fix the system is to make it clear that we will not accept the status quo any longer. We must protest. We must volunteer for Yang Gang for Congress. We must continue to harass Trump, Congress, Biden, and the DNC to adopt democracy dollars, star voting, UBI, M4A, public funds for journalism, and the American scorecard. These are the policies that have the power to fundamentally reform our broken country. This is how we save America. Do not tell yourself that others will step up to the challenge. Do not tell yourself that you have too much on your plate, even if it's true. Every one of us must step up and take action, or change will never arrive, except that we will become that failed state. Remember, if not you, then who? If not now, when? Our country is at a breaking point. Either we evolve or we die. The who is you, and the when is now. And that'll do it for today's Yang Daily. Be safe, be active, and be heard. And I'll catch you up tomorrow.